The story of Kibeho started when I was a child. My dad, who was a director of Catholic schools, he came home, said, "Dad, how was the day?" Daddy said, "Oh, everything is good." All of a sudden, my dad said, "Something important happened. It seems like Our Lady have just appeared in a place called Kibeho." And my brothers were like, "Dad, don't listen to that. This never happened to us before. Never happened to Africa." I am not kidding. When Our Lady appeared, when we heard about it, it was almost like the sky have changed color. Everything changed. The only thing I felt like everyone was talking about was about Our Lady of Kibeho. You would go to get the water in the spring, everybody's like, "Did you hear? Did you hear?" We go to school, kids would be speaking on the way to the school, "Did you hear what happened? Did you hear?" Every newspaper was talking about this. It was November 28th. This girl, Francine Mumureke, she was serving other kids in the factory. She had a spoon in air, and then all of a sudden she dropped it because a beautiful woman showed up and called her, "My child, like mine, my child." And she said, "Yes." And then they shared a few words, and some of them were, "Who are you, mother? Who are you, woman?" And Our Lady said, "I'm the mother of the word. W-O-R-D, the word became flesh, came to live among us, our Lord. I'm the mother of the word." And then she told her, "I have heard your prayers, and I want everyone to have the same faith as you do," which is a huge compliment, you know, to this child to have that. They talked, and she said she was going to come back many times, and she wanted everyone to have the same faith. So this kid was persecuted a lot. Some kids would put mud in her bed. One of them used to throw like stones over her, a knife one time over her, because she was just jealous. And then she begged Our Lady, "Mother, nobody will listen to me unless you appear to somebody else." A month and a half later, Our Lady appeared to another girl. It was January 12, 1982. And this time, she appeared to another one called Anatali Mukamazimaka, who go to school with her. This girl, she was a pious girl, very quiet. So in Rwanda, if you are quiet, you are a good girl. At least people believe you because you're not fighting for attention. When she had apparition, that's when people started to say, "It must be true, because Anatali doesn't like attention." Guess what her last name is? Mukamazimaka, and what it means, the one who settles arguments. You know, eyes was like, "Oh, wait, she settled arguments." Then they ask her, "Mother, people will not believe. Please appear to somebody else." Then she appeared to another girl who was the head of the crew of those who were persecuting them, Marie Claire Mukangango. So it wasn't more about her name. It was more about the changes in her character. The girl was persecuting others. Now she's the one who is helping the sick, who is washing clothes for the kids who can't wash for themselves, who is quiet, who is spending more time in a chapel. What is happening to Marie Claire? So Marie Claire, when Our Lady showed her the rosary, she said, "Mother, your rosary is missing three beads." And Our Lady smiled. She said, "It's a different rosary, my children. And I want you to teach the whole world, and I want you to learn it." So it was a seven sorrows rosary that had seven Hail Marys and seven sorrows. She said, "The world knows about it, but people have forgotten about it." And she said, "It is a new blessing, a blessing I'm giving you. Especially through this rosary, I will heal hearts. I will hear the pain and the tears, especially of mothers for their children." And then she taught us how to say it. First, she said, "Don't rush through the sorrow. Always ask yourself, what if it was me? What do you think she felt?" To see the sorrows of Our Lady from her own eyes, from her own voice, it was just something. And maybe you start to think about somebody you saw who was suffering. I always feel about my parents and during the time of the genocide. And then you think about Our Lady, she knows what it feels like. They said that people who are hurt are those who hurt other people. But what a way of healing, by speaking about your suffering. The more you do it, the more you're like, "I have no more pain." Because there's some suffering I couldn't speak about before. But through the seven sorrows, I came to speak about it. It was easy. So with that, Our Lady was just amazing. She gave us tools how to live in this world. And she also said, this is another message that really helps me a lot, nobody can live in the world without going through suffering. So she asked us to make sacrifices. And when you don't make them, don't think that you're going to live a life without suffering. Actually, through our sacrifices we offer, she said, it is then we are protected from the suffering the devil will cause us. one time, there is a priest who was really not happy with the visionaries. She said, you need to stop this. You are causing chaos in the school. And then he told the kids, I'm going to send you away. You are causing a lot of chaos. And this one time, I already sent a message to the priest from one visionary. And this was a message. Go tell my son, it's okay if you don't believe. Belief, really, faith is a grace of God. If you don't believe, that's not what I'm not happy about. But I'm not happy how you are treating the kids. And for that, go tell my son, I want to give him a motherly punishment. And then the kid is like, oh, mother, please, it's not me. Oh, we love our priest. You don't want to take a punishment to a priest because we respect them. Our lady said, I chose you. You go and give the message. And this was the punishment. Go tell my son, I want him to pray the whole rosary on his knees with his hands up. So the girl ran, this is Marie Claire, the third one. She told him, she's trembling to his house, you know, like, Father, Our Lady told me this. And the priest is like, oh, now you're trying to blackmail me. You can tell your lady I will not do what she said. And the girl just ran away. And then before the priest went to sleep, smart priest started to think, what if? Maybe let me just do it, not because the lady says so, just because I want to do it. He closed the windows, closed the curtains, switched off the lights so that nobody will say I saw him and say like he did it. Went to his knees and he goes, well, let me just do this as a sacrifice, not because the lady says so. He prayed the whole rosary, full rosary, on his knees with his hands up. After that, he pulled the drawer of his bed, pushed the rosary under the papers, and never looked back. So 2 weeks later, the girl comes back. The priest is like, you can tell your lady that I didn't do what she said. And the girl trembling, she's like, but Father, I have a different message. Our Lady told me to come to thank you for doing what she asked you to do. But she also told me she's much more pleased when you pray the rosary on your own without her having to come to remind you. And she also told me to please take the rosary under the papers in the drawer of your bed where you put it and put it in a visible place where you can be reminded to pray it more often. The priest was completely converted, I would say. He knew something was happening. He is this priest who convinced our parents, who convinced the bishop that time to actually start investigation. He knew there's nobody who saw him. If this happened, then something's happening. And everybody believed how strict he was, and then he converted people too, because he also changed. So it was those things, you're like, okay, Our Lady really means it. We need to pray the whole rosary every day. So the apparition of Kibeho, there will be like thousands of people, like 50,000 of people. We used to go there like in the morning. We would wait for 8 hours so that we can take the better place so we can hear the apparitions. She wanted the full rosary because one time I remember asking the visionary, does she really mean like the whole rosary or just like one, like a joyful mystery, sorrowful mystery? She became so serious, the visionary. She said, it means the full rosary. Remember, when Our Lady is telling us some things, it is for our own good. So when she said pray the whole rosary every day, it's because she wants us to get the graces we need. She said, I'm begging you to stand up and you remain sitting and you just speak my words, but you're not doing it. I am begging you to wake up and yet you remain sleeping. And yet there are consequences. The enemy is attacking you. And then she said, I beg you again, pray the rosary every day, the full rosary every day. And the words she used in the Kinyarwanda, Mazurebe. So this is how I can translate it in English. Do it and watch me and see what I do in your life. Wow. So she really meant it. I mean, I cannot emphasize over the power of the rosary, especially the full rosary. You know, people can say like, oh, it's too long. I'm like, too bad for you. Then you're lacking of the fruits and the graces that will come with the full rosary. And yet we spend hours, like 10 hours doing things that will turn against us. And yet we can't take 1.5 hours, 2 hours to pray the rosary for our own good. And she said, if we did, we could have avoided the genocide. Imagine 1 million people died because we didn't listen. And to this day, 30 years later, we are still living through the consequences of the genocide. And she would say, my children, if you don't listen to me, I don't know how to help you. You can say, it's okay. I will say one rosary. I will say half rosary every day. But it's like what we are lacking. It's not like she doesn't want to give us. She's giving us, but this is the way to get it. You pray, and this is how you will get the graces to protect you, to be with you, to help you in every situation, in the crosses you carry, to unlock doors. I'm like, wow, she's serious about this. And she came during the genocide, and she said, this is what I was trying to protect you. If only you could have listened to me. Another thing I love, and really also tells me something, Our Lady one time, they asked her and Kibeho, the kids who saw her, Mother, why did you come here in this country, in a small country? Twice she answered differently. One, she said, in this country, I still find humble hearts who are not attached to money. That's why I've come. Second, to another visionary, she said, my son will never forget the consecration of your king, of this country to his heart. And I say this because I really wish people can understand the power of their consecration. The words we tell God, I give myself to you, to the Immaculate Heart, to the Sacred Heart. When you do that, you have done something that actually that God will remember that, not just words you just said. So in 1946, our king really did a proper consecration. He made a big statue of our Lord, Christ the King, and in front of people publicly, he removed his crown, put it on Jesus, and said, you made me a king, but I realize I am only a king's servant. You are the true king, and I want you to run this country. I give you back your country to run it. And then he said, it gave me chills even to think about it. I offer you every man who will be born on this land to be a good man. I consecrate to you every woman to be a good mother who will take care of their family. Every child to be a good child who will respect his parents. I offer you the weather of this country. Oh, we have, by the way, beautiful weather, no wonder. And then he asked everyone, for 3 days, no job, no work, not even in the field. Think about what I said. So that consecration, it looks like it was very accepted by God in heaven. And Our Lady said, Our Lord, my son, will never forget. And he saw that things were going bad, and he brought me to rescue, to bring back the country. Before the story of Our Lady of Kibeho, this story started way long before. But this other story is not yet approved by the church. Our Lady appeared in a place called Save to the superior of the nuns who were the keepers of the school where Our Lady came back in 1981. So she appeared to a nun called Therese Kamugisha, who was a superior, and taught her the Seven Sorrows Rosary and asked her to teach it to the nuns. The nun asked Our Lady, Mother, do you want me to teach it to all the kids? And she said, no, not to those ones. You teach it to my daughters, to the nuns she was in charge of. And for the kids, I will come back later. She also asked the nun to build a chapel of the Seven Sorrows for her, with the seven pillars, seven crosses, and the seven sorrows all around. In 1994, now fast forward, this is the only chapel where were 250 nuns who were in that chapel hiding. Because all over the country, they killed nuns, they killed priests. They didn't really change it, or, you know, choose who to kill. 250 nuns were saved in that chapel. And it is the only place I know the killers knew where people were. And they will say, we are coming back. We know where you are. And they will come back like next week. They will see the nuns praying, adoring, seven sorrows, the rosary throughout the day. And nobody touched them. And yet they will come. And the lightning will come around the church. Or the rain will come down and they will run. So it's a very beautiful story because it started everything that was going to happen. And why do I even share this today? It's because when Our Lady said this, she also said, if I'm speaking here, it does not mean my message only concerns Rwanda. I have come to speak to the whole world, and I chose this place. So her main message really is what she gives everywhere. Pray the full rosary every day. And if you can, more. During the genocide, I said a 9 set every single day for 3 months, meaning the full rosary 9 times. And that what kept me alive and gave me peace. And really, the reason why I can even sit here and tell the story, because there are many people who are sick, you know, who couldn't survive maybe physically, but mentally didn't, because it was really horrible. I never saw suffering like what I saw during the genocide. And Our Lady, to think she tried to protect us. And I really want to invite people to come to Kibeho. You know, come on a pilgrimage with us. You can always see on my website, immaculate.com. Please take that time and listen to her. Pray her daily rosaries and her seven sorrows. Thank you. And my dear friends, let's conclude with Hail Mary, offering it for your intentions. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.